We're back on with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigan, continuing our Berrigan County, Houghton County ice fishing report. Thanks for some more of your time, Scott.
Thank you for calling.
Quick recap, no ice on Keweenaw Bay. It skimmed over a couple times, but still wide open as of this morning. So we're hoping by the end of the month there might be some ice fishable at the head of the bay. Huron Bay, on the other hand, does have some ice on it, but it's super sketchy. Some folks getting out there 40 feet from shore, if you know where to go, for whitefish, walleye, even an occasional pike and perch. So there's the news on Huron Bay. Let's go up to Chassel Bay now on Portage Lake. Getting some pretty good reports, although I will say they're not consistent.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, too. The fish, the guys are picking up here and there, but it's not like it's a major bite going on. But they are showing up. It's a little bit deeper than normal. They're not on the humps in that 20-foot mark. They seem to be out in a little bit deeper water. So,
well, that's really consistent with a lot of the fishing reports I'm getting this year. The fish seem to be deeper than normal.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but, you know, we thought with some different weather fronts moving in, they'd move up into some shallower water, but it's been slow. The pike have been a little bit slow, not as many good-sized ones as we like to see. But again, they're out there. Same with walleye with last fall. Well, there's a lot of fish out there in the summer and in the fall. Where they went to, we're not sure, but they'll show up here soon.
So I've been getting a mixed bag report from Portage Lake, Chassel Bay. What are you hearing?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we have heard a report of someone who caught a large walleye, and he caught sturgeon, and he caught a rainbow trout in the same hole the same day. So that's quite a mixed bag.
Yeah.
So.
No kidding. All right, well, what's the most prominent thing being caught right now on Portage Lake, Chassel Bay area?
I would guess it's probably guys are going for the walleye out there in the lake, and there's about 3 to 7 inches of ice, pretty good ice in the hump, so it's pretty good. You have to be careful going out, but otherwise, they're looking for walleyes, but I think the most prominent catch is probably going to be your pike inside the bay or in the narrows. So crappie fishing, they're there, but they're a pretty select bite. You have a hard time picking up a few good-sized ones. So it's a mixed bag, and guys are going for different things, but they really haven't started nailing the crappies yet. So I think most of the people are looking for walleyes out in the lake itself.
Until the crappies start to bite, and then what kind of bait will they take up there?
Most of the guys are starting to use lighter baits, lighter-colored jigs, with a white body on them, maybe tip it with the minnow head. In the past, I've gone with like a size 14 treble hook with just a small crappie minnow hanging down. They don't bite anything else, they'll bite that. And more, like you see across the whole North United States here, they seem to be using jigs, even light jigs, like the Northland jigs. You got the forage minnows, you got the puppet minnows, the tumbler spoons.
Okay.
The BMCs, you know, and so you know, small ones that seem to be picking up crappies even. Tip it with the minnow head. And work it. They seem to be turning on to that somewhat.
So small jigging type spoons. That's really interesting to me. And Scott, I really appreciate the insight on Berrigan County, Houghton County ice fishing. So we'll be back in touch.
All right. Look forward to it. Have a good day.
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigan hooking us up with the ice fishing reports for his neck of the woods right here on the Outdoor Show.